Do you believe you should be poor? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. The world celebrates material success, and the prosperity gospel is certainly wrong. Yet there are some Christians who conclude that poverty is God's way. That's a lie. Satan is crafty. Those he can't trap in his plan, he attempts to drive through and out the other side. So he perverts one of God's blessings to deceive God's people. Poverty is a reality in Scripture, but it's certainly not a requirement. God said there would always be poor in this world, but he never said they would be his people. The norm taught in God's Word is either enough or in abundance for those who abide in him. Unfortunately, many Christians believe that giving up something makes them more spiritual. Although they come to Christ through faith, not by works, they think or are taught that self-sacrifice earns God's acceptance. The Apostle Paul addressed this problem head-on when he wrote the Corinthians, saying, "If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." God's not looking to make his people rich or poor. He's looking for faithful believers, literally, doers of the word and not hearers only. 1 Timothy 6 tells us to put our hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. We're to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. By wisely stewarding all that God provides, much or little, we and others will be blessed. And if your generosity is stifled by credit card debt, Christian credit counselors will help. They can create a debt management plan specifically for your needs. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC.